An issue. Jason told me to mix in halacha with hashkafa. Hopefully, we'll try to do that. a topic that's very important from this week's parsha, very relevant, and also very deep. And really, Pshuta Shel Mikra is really a tremendous. It all is noveya from the Pshuta Shel Mikra in this week's parsha. The pasuk in this week's parsha, Perek Lamed Aleph, pasuk Chav Gimel, says as follows: Kol davar asher yavo va'esh taviru va'esh v'taher ach b'mei nida yischata v'chol asher lo yavo va'esh taviru v'mayim. The Torah is introducing at Melchemes Midyan that we have a specific tzivoy, a commandment after Melchemes Midyan, that when we take the kalim, the vessels from Melchemes Midyan, we are obligated to do something, to transform them in some way, in order to make them usable for Am Yisrael. So what does that mean? What is that commandment? Kol davar asher yavo va'esh, taviru ba'esh. Anything, like a classic klal that Rashi already alludes to, that we know in Halacha, kibolo kach polto, any vessel that was bolea, that absorbed in a certain manner, in a certain fashion, the Hainu, the Blia, was al yedei esh, through fire, direct fire itself. Taviru ba'esh. You should be mavir it with esh. The only way to kasher is with esh. As a balabas from Five Towns that has been calling, constantly texting me all week. He went to some island, and he wants to know, he's in this resort, whatever, he gets a cabin, and he has all these kalim, and he's mamish. So at the end of it's been a few days, we've been texting back and forth. I said, I'm not sure this is a great vacation spot. It seems like more an avoda. You know, all the Tavir Ba'esh and the Tavir Ba'mayim, Baruch Hashem, we got to learn Chazer this week's parsha. Well, Tavir Ba'esh, so that's the way to kasher it. V'taher, ach b'mei nida yischata, v'chol asher lo yavo ba'esh, Tavir Ba'mayim. Comes along Rashi and says as follows. The beginning of the pasuk Rashi explains, like we said, that the way to get rid of a blia and the way to get rid of absorption that was through fire is through esh itself. Then the pasuk says, "Ach b'meini nida yischata." Lefi pshuta Rashi says, "Chito izel letar mitumas meis." The pashtus, this chito is to take away the tumas meis. Amalem tzrichan akelim gil letar mina iser v'chito letar mina tuma. Rabbi Seinu darshu mikan sha'af lach shira mina iser. But the rabbis learned from here that also included in removing the Yisr, hitin tefila l'klima teches. You also need to immerse it in a mikvah. Umeini da'ak suvin kan darshu mayim aruim litvol behem nida. V'kamehem arboim saw. So Rashi is alluding to a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, andaf ayin hey amid beis, darshins the psukim in our parsha, and says this halacha, that how do you know that you have to put it in a mikvah of memsa? It's because it's compared to mei nida, the same amount and the same area that a nida immerses herself in. But here's where it gets tricky, the pasuk. V'chol asher lo yavo ba'esh, and something which is not in the first clause, something which the bliya, the absorption, was not through fire, called over shein tashmishu al yedei or kagon kosos etzlochus shetashmishim bitzoyin velo belu iser, like cups and plates that it was never used through a heat medium, especially fire, taviru b'mayim. Then you should just merely be mavir it b'mayim. What does that mean? Says Rashi, taviru b'mayim matbilon vidayo. The pasuk is telling us, when it comes to those kalim that do not apply to the first clause, that we don't need to go through the rigorous process of using a heat source, of using esh, of using libun, of kashering it in an intense fashion. So what do? You do tefillah. Tefillah is enough. Like we just said a second ago, you do tefillah. Comes along the Ramban in his parish on the psukim over here and jumps on Rashi. He jumps on Rashi with a lot of different attacks, but the Ramban says, first of all, the Lashon Taviru Bamayim, he translates totally differently than Rashi. He says Taviru Bamayim is not the same as Taviu Bamayim. It's not telling you to bring the kli and put it in a mikvah.
Number one, the Ramban says, I have a Gemara that tells us that the mikveh in this week's parsha, in this pasuk, is ach b'mei nido yischata, b'mayim she'amei nido do tovelis bo. That's the pasuk that's talking about tefillas kelim. Rashi says that there's another pasuk that's talking about tefillas kelim, which is totally against the Gemara. So therefore, the Ramban is forced to say that really tefillas kelim is only introduced where in the earlier phrase in the pasuk, ach b'mei nido yischata, b'mayim she'amida mischata bo, that she's metara tovel himself in. So what? Kol asher lo yova be'esh tavir b'mayim. So what does that mean if there's no mayim in terms of tefillah? So what do you have left with? Says the Ramban, what do you mean? Of course you have something left. If I have a vessel, even if I don't use it on the fire, even if it doesn't need such an intense purging and rectification process, but if there's shamnunis, if there's physical shmutz that's on this item, so you have another kashering stage. It's called shifshuf. It's called removing the clumps, removing the dirt that's needed, and that could be done through how? Through washing it off, through hadacha, through clearing it under the faucet and being tavir b'mayim. So the Torah makes a lot of sense, the Ramban says. The Torah is talking about two different kelim. The Torah is talking about some kelim that have a blia asura that needs an intense process and procedure to remove and purge those blios asuros, those absorptions that were done through heat. And the Torah is also telling you that if there's not such an intense procedure, don't think that you don't need to kasher it. You still need to kasher it. But what says the Ramban? But where's my source for this other aspect, for this other dimension, for this independent halacha that's not connected to kashering? Ach b'mei nido yischata. That's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. And therefore he says Rashi is wrong. So how does one begin to approach to defend Shitas Rashi? Comes along the Re'eim, and the Re'eim says something fascinating. The Re'eim says that Rashi thought that Tvilas Kelim Ach b'mei nido yischata in the first clause. It's true. Rashi knows the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Rashi knows that that's the sword for Tfilas Kelim. But maybe one would argue that the din of Tfilas Kelim is only by an item and a vessel that was used by the guy and now had an absorption through some heat source of Macholos Asuris. How do I know that Tvilas Kelim applies to all Kelim? To even the Tzluchis? To even the Dvarim that you use for cold, for Tzonein? How do I know that Tvilas Kelim is something that's across the board? So that's the second Pasuk of Taviru Bamayim. So what did the Ramban not hold? Why is it that Rashi has such a Havamina? Rashi has such a Svara? Rashi needs a clarification in the Pasuk? And the Ramban thought that that was utterly ridiculous, and I would never have drawn such a conclusion, and therefore I'm teaching the pasuk like the way I'm explaining. What is the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Rashi and the Ramban? Additionally, the pasuk is strange. The truth is that it's a fascinating. When I was thinking about this over. A lot of times I have this with my talmidim also when we were going over some hilchos kashrus, and I grew up with this mistake as well before I learned these halachos. A lot of people come up with the confusion that when an item becomes true, I think Rav Shechter even we were learning halachas about this. I think we even spoke about this, that this is a mistake. There's two mistakes that are often found in this area, and rightfully so, because they're trying to follow the halachas, but it's not exactly accurate. Number one is that when an item becomes treif, that people just stick it into the dirt, even if that item might have been through a b'liya asura with fire. Now, there's the reason why that comes, it stems from something that is existent in halacha about shifshuf, about using something that the Shulchan Aruch talks about, the Rishonim speak about, that scrubbing it against the hard ground will take off certain shamnunis. And the other mistake is that, and the other way to rectify is to put it in the mikvah. That if you put it in the mikvah, so then it's going to be machshir from a bli asura from cooking. Now, as much as that's not the correct approach, but the MS is, when you really think about it from outside of the box of smicha, from outside of the box of your learning,
you know, this confusion is already emanating from the psukim. It's already like, if you want to point a finger against someone in terms of why this notion has started, I would say, Rashi, you're guilty. What are you confusing over here? Why are you putting all these halachas into one parsha? L'chora, they're not going to. And Bishlomo, you'll say, what do you mean? According to the Ramban also, it says, Ach b'mina yidis chata. That I could read much better. The Rabbanu Shalom says you have vessels, you have items, so there's a process called Hagola, and then the Torah says, and if you don't need it, Ach, you should know, by the way, that's not it. That's not the end of the story. There's still another halacha that when a person purchases a vessel from a Goyisha-owned vessel and now transforms and transfers that ownership to a Jewish household, so now, ach, b'meinu yisrael. But by the way, you should remember, there's a halacha called Tvilas Kalim. But according to Rashi, interspersed in the whole hachshara process, in the Hagolas Kalim, Libun Kalim, inside the same phrase, inside the same pasuk, you're mixing in the halachos of Tfilas Kalim, and especially once we're going to defend Rashi, the way the Reim is defending Rashi from the Ramban, that I need Tfilas Kalim only in a situation where there was a mamish absorption, where there was a bliya asura inside the vessel. What does one have to do with the other? You just made our question and the mistake that we're talking about much, much stronger. Now we're just making Rashi more guilty. So I think the answer to this question lies in analysis of the following Gemara. The Gemara in that same Gemara, a little further down, in Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Hei Amud Beis, the Braisa says as follows. Tana Rabbanan, Halokeach Kli Tashmish Mina Obdei Kochavim, Dvarim shaloi nishtamish bohem, matbilan vehein tahir. A person who buys a vessel, a brand new vessel from Home Depot, from IKEA, whatever it is, right? You put it in tefilas, you put it in to be toivol kalim, assuming there's no Jewish owned in part owner in the corporation. Let's keep things simple over here. Classic mahalach, you buy a kli from a store that's goyish owned, so you're matbil, and then that's it. You just have to do tefilas kalim. Says the Gemara, Dvarim shenishtamshim bahen aydeitzon can go kosus uknitnius tzluchus madichen umatpilim mehin tarim. Dvarim shenishtamshim bahen aydeichamin kegon ayoris hakunkumsin umach mechamin magilin matpilim mehin tarim. Dvarim shenishtamshim bahen aydeia orkon ashvudim askolos melabnon umatpilon mehin tarim. So the Gemara goes on and says, there's one situation that you buy a kli that's brand new, that was never used, so you put it tfilas kalim. And there's other situations that what? You have to either do shif shuf, you have to take care of the shamnunis if it was only used for cold. If it was used for hot al yaday mayim through cooking with water, so then you have to do, agala. Or if it was done al yaday the barbecue, or, you know, straight on the fire, a skewer, so then you're going to have to do libun, and then what does the Gemara say? Matbilun, and then you're okay. Tefillah is okay. Comes along Tosos, and Tosos comments on that Gemara. Don't read this Gemara literally. Comes on Tosis Dira Maschum Magilin and Daf Ayin Heim and Beis. Lav Dafka Magil Va'acher Kach Yatbil. Don't think that you have to specifically do Hagala and then do Tefillah. Elafilu Matbil Bereisha. But even if you do Tefillah first, that's okay. The Gebrai says Lav Dafka. Why? Da'ach Tefillah Eina Bishvil Tumah. The lahave ketoyvo v'sheretz biyado, da'afilu chadoshim tzrichim tefila, utzna nami sochin sofa v'yish tatoira, afal pishel delotara legamri shari tzricha gil l'tochro se'er afilu achim matbil l'toch patzonin. For other times, Rabbi Magil and Bereishim mishum dechamir b'nei ha'iser. Says the Tosos, don't read this. Don't infer any halachos from the presentation of this brisa. Tefilas kalim is a mitzvah. Tefilas kalim is then you buy a goyisha-owned item, you have a mitzvah to be matbil the kalim. What the order is, if the item was used first in the goyisha kitchen for treif, for non-kosher, no matter what it was used for, whether it was cold, whether it was with mayim, or whether it was with fire, you could do the koshering afterwards. A common question that's asked, la'alacha, what has to be done first? Tosafot says, why should one have an effect on the other? Why should one be? Why should anyone take this brisa literally that it's inferring halacha that the tefillah has to be post the achshara? But the emes is, Tosus is on his own about this. There are many, many Rishonim, and it's fascinating what the Rishonim quote, and where some of these Rishonim are found. These Rishonim are found both here, and they're also found in Maseches Yevamos. These Rishonim are commenting on the issue of whether or not a ger who goes in to do tefillah, does he have to do the milah first? So the Rishonim quote Yerushalmi. This is Shitas HaRamban, Shitas HaRashba. Many of these Rishonim held that it is a problem. This is a Shaila Halacha L'maisa. A person who goes into the mikvah, it's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. A person who goes into the mikvah and doesn't do a milah, this was actually one of the questions on my Geiris Bechina, was this issue. A person who doesn't do a milah before the tefillah, is it makir or not? It's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. So the Rishonim that are machmir about this Shaila are what? Are all quoting the Yerushalmi that talks about this halacha about being matbil before you do Hagolah. And the Yerushalmi has a fascinating lashon. The Yerushalmi says, it's tovel the sheretz biyado. It's as if a person's trying to be matar himself, purify himself, and at the same time, contradicting in the face of the Tara process is the fact that you're holding a sheretz simultaneously. That's a self-contradiction. So too says the Yerushalmi, that's important in terms of Geiris, which we're not talking about right now. But the Yerushalmi, the Rashba, and the Ramban quote, the Gabi, this halacha, says the Rashba, that what? Tovo v'sheretz biyado, that if you do Hagala after the Tvilas Kalim process, so then what? That's Tovo v'sheretz biyado. Now, Bishlam, I understand Tovo v'sheretz biyado in the world of Tumah v'Tahara. There's a self-built-in contradiction. I'm trying to be matar myself by immersing myself in a mikvah. And at the same time, simultaneously, I'm holding on to a sheretz that is an inner contradiction to the Tara process that I'm trying to accomplish. But Rabbi Yisrael, what is the Rashba talking about when it comes to Tfilas Kalim? What is the Rashba saying that when it comes to be Mekayim the mitzvah of immersing a kli that I bought from a Goyisha home, and that's now going to be a self-contradiction? That's going to be an inner contradiction if I don't do the hachshara, the process to purge the item from any blias asuras prior? Ma'inyan shmita yitzar sinai. What does one have to do with the other? Why should one be an inhibition and have ramifications on the other that it's not affected? And number two, what Tosus already mentioned, it's a mitzvah ba'alma. It's a mitzvah to do tefillas kelim. So why would anyone conclude, okay, it's true, you read the Gemara does lend itself to that halacha. The Gemara does sound like that. But Tosfos says, how would you ever connect these two independent ideas? They shouldn't connect at all. So therefore, why would anyone draw that conclusion? L'chora, what you see from these Rishonim is that you see that Tfilas Kelim has a totally different explanation. Tfilas Kelim, although it's true, and as Tosfos proves his case, that it applies to a brand new vessel, and it's something that these Rishonim are going to have to struggle with. But Tfilas Kelim is really not just a mitzvah ba'alma, but it's a chelek of a matir ha'isser as well. Even though we understand it much more when it comes to a vessel that was used and that was constantly used for treif and was used in an inappropriate way, in a way that for a Jewish household, that's something that needs a heter, that needs a permission from that iser that was instilled inside of it. So therefore, you can understand better when it comes to an item that was used with water, with some sort of absorption, with heat source, that now not only do you have to do agala, but you have to do the gemara process, you have to finish it up with a tefillah, but it's not true. Meaning the halacha is, the Gemara, the Braisa starts off, that even if it was an item that never had any Dvar Masurim, and that's halacha l'maisa, all the Rishonim are going to agree with that, that's not up for debate. Unless one suggests, like the Ritva has a lashon like this, that the fact that it was sitting, Birshus Ha'akum, the fact that it was sitting in the domain of a goy, the fact that it was awaiting and was permissible, and was bechezkas, that it can be used for Dvar Ma'asurim, and now it's transforming
from coming to that Jewish household, now it's transforming that it no longer awaits such a usage. So therefore, halachically, there's a major transformation, not only in terms of a mitzvah ba'alma, but actually a metaphysical isser that's now being nitar. The fact that the chazakah that this kli was awaiting is now changed. So you see an unbelievable chiddush from these Rishonim. Whereas Tosos said that that's the proof, that the fact that a brand new kli has to go through Tevilas Kelim shows you that there's no difference between the mitzvah of putting on tefillin and the mitzvah of Tevilas Kelim, and there's no matir whatsoever when it comes to Tevilas Kelim. L'chora, these Rishonim are saying not so fast. It's not true. And there is a matir going on in the mitzvah of Tevilas Kelim, in the Indian of Tevilas Kelim, and it's not just a mitzvah ba'alma, and it is a hemshich of the process of the original Hagolah and Libun, and where that's not relevant, so the only part of the matir is removing that chazakah that it was awaiting Dvar Ma'asurim, or it was affected by the reshus that it was found in the Goy's domain. That's the case, Rabosai. If that's the pshat over here, and that's the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, of whether or not lahalacha, a person, and we tell people lechatchila that they should be machmir, like the Rashba over here. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rashba's two opinions, the Taisa and the Rashba. And we tell people that they have to make sure to kasha the kalim before they do tefillas kalim, something that's very halacha l'maisa. What are we being chayshish? We're being chayshish for these two approaches within tefillas kalim. Is tefillas kalim just a mitzvah ba'alma, and therefore it shouldn't matter like Shitas HaTosos? Or no, tefillas kalim is taka, a chelik of the matira iser. Sometimes the iser is very, very entrenched into the vessel and therefore needs a whole procedure prior to the Tefillas Kelim, and sometimes not. But in both scenarios, it's a removal of an Isser that was resting on this Kli. That's the case, Rabosai. Perhaps we can now defend Shitas Rashi and understand where Rashi was coming from, Ala Torah. Rashi was coming, and the way the Ra'im is explaining Shitas Rashi, even Taviru Bamayim, which sounds very much like the first phrase of Taviru Ba'esh. Those vessels are not totally different processes. Those vessels are not totally independent procedures. Everything, the common denominator in this pasuk, everything that's talking about this pasuk is Acher, Milchemes, Midyon. When you take the vessel, you have to now what? Be Matir different Isurim. You have to now make the item permitted. Now make it that it now loses whether or not it was a Bli Asura or whether it was just that it had a Chazakah of a Kli Shel Goy. And that needs a matir to it. And the same Tavir Ba'esh that's removing an Isser is also going to remove an Isser through the Tavir Ba'mayim, through the Mikvah, through the Tfilas Kalim. But it's not just the Mitzvah Ba'alma. Tosos read the Pasuk like the Ramban. And they're totally different independent. One has nothing to do with each other. And no one should ever mix these issues up. And they're totally independent. Ah, it said once in the pasuk, ach, b'meini da yischata. You should know, by the way, there's another procedure that's necessary over here before you use it. But if you're like Rashi, that's mamish mixing and matching. It's mamish confusing the two items. It's not confusing the two items. The two items are very relevant. The two items are very related. The two items are very connected. And therefore, a person has to know, and it's going to even have ramifications la'alacha, like the Rishonim hold, that the Hagolah and the Liban process has to be prior to the Tefillas Kelim process, because they're both a matir ad kedei kach, that the Rishonim will say that it's tovo v'sheretz biyodo, it's an inner contradiction to accomplish one without the other. My problem with this whole approach, although I think it works well in understanding and explaining Shitas Rashi, is lahalacha you get very stuck. Because there is an issue that comes up from our parsha, halacha l'maisa, a very important issue that many of us always get stuck in, depending on the situation where we're invited, you know, to people's houses, and we're choshev that possibly there might not have been tefillas kelim done to the vessels. So the shaila is, the poskim discuss, what does one do in such a scenario? The reason why that's an issue is because the Ramah tells us that a kli that doesn't have tefillas kelim, there's an iser ishtamshus on it. Some of the Rishonim might have even thought that it might be an iser d'oraisa. Bir Alacha concludes that it's an Issa D'Rabbanon, although the Arzarua might think that it's an Issa D'Araisa. So even if it's an Issa D'Rabbanon, but Lamaisa, it's usher for us to be mishtamish with these kalims before we use them. However, Rav Shlomo Zalmand had a very important chiddush when it came to this halacha, and he got a lot of flack for it. Rav Shlomo Zalmand held that
that iser, one could be lenient. And again, Rav Moshe had a different approach to this. Many poskim had a different approach to this. But let's just focus on Rav Shlomo Zalman's opinion for a second. When a person is invited or a person is out by another person's house and he's choshe that the person was not necessarily mekayim the tefilas kelim, so Rav Shlomo Zalman said technically it's not such a problem. Although other poskim say, Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva that you should eat things that you wouldn't necessarily need the kli. Like soup would be potentially a problem. But when it comes to things that I could technically pick up with my hands, so that would be something different. Or Moshe makes a distinction between different foods that you're eating. However, Shlomo Zalman says across the board, one he thinks could be in a shas hadchak, could be lenient for the following reason. He says, the iser hishtamshus is a function of a mitzvah. I have a chiyuv to be matvil my kelim. I have a mitzvah to now do tefilas kelim. The iser is noveya, especially the way the Bir Halacha is creating it, that the Chazal created a stamped on an iser ishtamshus until I'm a kai my mitzvah. It's like a reinforcement of the mitzvah. Who is that mitzvah on? The mitzvah is on the baila. The mitzvah is on the owner. The mitzvah is on the balabayas. Me as a guest, I don't have a mitzvah. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, I know all of you are thinking, we have to talk about it, and Rav Shlomo Zalman does address this. What's with Lifnei Iver Lo Yisitein Michshol? He deals with that, which really opens up a brand new sugya about Lifnei Iver by Mitzvah's essay, which is not our sugya right now. There's a major machloek is achronim whether or not Lifnei Iver applies to Mitzvah's essay. But fundamentally, Rav Shlomo Zalman is understanding that the Isser doesn't get off the ground if you're not mechuyev in the mitzvah. So therefore, an oreach, a guest, does not have to be concerned, and he can eat freely on these vessels. So now, I'm very confused. Because the way we've suggested up until now, the way we've approached this whole sugya, is that approach of Rav Shlomo Zalman makes a lot of sense in the world of Tosfos. Tefilas Kelim is all it is a mitzvah baal. Tefilas Kelim has an independent mitzvah. Has nothing to do with any isurim that are connected to it, and therefore the order shouldn't matter, and one doesn't have an effect on the other, and one doesn't have any ramifications. Fine, do it whatever order you want, and don't read the Braisa literally. So Rav Shlomo Zalman's Pesach was like only Lefi one day in Shulchan Aruch. Once you hold like the other Rishonim, that there's Taka and Isser over here, Ad Kedei Kach, that I'm calling them both Matirim, Ad Kedei Kach, that it's Tovo V'Sheretz Biyado, that there's an inner stira, inner contradiction in this circumstance, so then the Pashta should be, like the other Rishonim are saying, like the other Poskim are saying, that this Isser Hishtamshus is across the board to everyone. There's a chilek of an item that here that doesn't have a matir on it that you can't use. There's an Isser that's riding on this vessel that you now have to take care of it, no matter who you are, no matter what your relationship to this item is. So why, how does Rosh Hashanah on? So the way we would suggest, basically, the way we're suggesting right now, that the Rishonim that held it was a mitzvah, so therefore you can say, and therefore the Isser Hishtamshus is only a function of the mitzvah. But if you hold the Isser Hishtamshus, if you hold that the nature of Tfilas Kelim is now what? Is actually a matter of Isser, the Pashta should be that what? The Pashta should be that what? Is that the Isser is across the board, the Isser is an Isser because of what's existing on the Kli. Yeah.
So, isn't the Isser
Den Day out
the
Blios?
Meaning,
no, it's a brand new Kli.
No, but that Ritzvah, meaning that was the
Tzerif,
like the.
And Echanami, you have to explain why it's. Right.
But at the end of the day, you're saying that's because it's Mosok, it's Miyuad for Hashem Shal Isser. So, meaning the Etzen Din is from Kalim that Goyim or Mishtamish Bem and has Blios of Isser, right?
So, Adrav, so shouldn't that apply to everyone?
But you're using
Tzonin
that, like, they're...
Tzonin we'll get to in a second. We'll do it to Tzonin. Classically. Handling utensils. You're using it for a hat, and it... How could one argue that this is only connected to the Bible? Adarabba. We'll talk about that. That's where I'm getting to. But I'm mamish getting to there, but I don't understand. Right now, I don't understand Rav Shlomo Zalman's Pesach.
I'm saying, if it's not, I wouldn't...
You're right. You're going to create nafkaminas. I hear. You're going to create nafkaminas, and we're going to get to there in a second. In Mirtz Hashem, we're going to talk about both those cases that you're talking about. But I just want everyone to understand fundamentally where I'm coming from, that right now our analysis should be really dependent on a major, major machlok zaposkim, how to approach Tilos Kalim.
Why would it be called an Isser Hishtamshus then? Fakir. Meaning, the fact that it's called Isser Hishtamshus means it's not an Isser And that's in the host of the thing, of the
blias. No, Isser Stamsh is just, it's not really called Isser, I'm calling it Isser Stamsh. Okay. Isser means don't use it.
So Isser
means
because you're using Isser.
Right. Eating Isser. That's what I'm asking, exactly. Right. I don't know if eating Isser, so because...
But that's what I think that's what
you're saying. Oh, that's where you're... Ah, you're saying...
It's not called Isser Stamsh.
It's using it. It's that I'm going to be eating these things, the blias Isser. So name... If it's Eino Binyomo, that's where there's not for me.
You can't apply those. Meaning, if it's Isser Shams just to use it, it's a different halacha than.
Right.
You're asking that if it's just an Isser Hishtamshus, so isn't that a raya that it's not based on the Blios?
Yeah.
See, it's a very difficult question because even everything that the Ritva is talking about, everything that we're creating over here, is a metaphysical halacha. There is no Blios Asuris over here. There is something that the Rebbeinu Shalom saw that coming from a Chezkas Goy to Chezkas, and that doesn't work, that doesn't exist in the world of Kashrus. You're not going to be able to explain that in terms of Blios and in terms of extraction and you know, so it's tough to be medayik from that word of Isser Hishtamshus. Like Bishalakum. Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly. That's a great example, right? There's nothing technically Macholos Asuris Dik inside the, which might actually even have ramifications la'alacha, also whether or not Shishim applies to Bishul Akum, which is a Macholos Rishonim, which might be totally on that Shaila, but clearly you see by Bishul Akum that even though technically there's no treif at all, still it needs Haggalah, it needs Kashering, it needs...
You'd say that Hagdara even for Kalim that Goyim or Mishtamish Behem? Or only for...
Which Hagdara? Which Hagdara?
The Hagdara of it's the metaphysical... Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want you to use this clue.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
It's not there. It's not. Yeah. Explicit.
I don't think so. I think at the end of the day, the Rishonim saw that the Tefillas Kalim is the same in both type of Kalim. It's just that I personally understood it more when I came. But at the end of the day, once we create this new model, I think it applies across the board. The fact that it was Becheskas God. Yeah. It could be. You'll find the different. I don't think you're going to find nafkaminas other than whether or not you need Haggalah first or that. But it's an interesting question. At the end of the day, once you take this mahalach of being a matir, will there be differences between a kli that was used or a brand new kli from the IKEA? It's an interesting lamdisha question. I don't think, yeah.
Some machalukas, can you just say chafzagabra?
So let's get to Sai. So I saw Rav Sternbach deal with this question. And Rav Sternbach had a beautiful suggestion, and I think that one could use this to explain Rav Shlomo Zalman and potentially explain a few nafkaminas la'alacha that were mentioned earlier. So perhaps Rav Shlomo Zalman says like this: I agree with all Rishonim. I agree with both Mahalchim. But perhaps you have to spin the whole Machlokas Rishonim not like the way we started off, and perhaps there's a brand new Mahalach within the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, within the Machlokes Rishonim, the Rashba and Tosos that we started off with. What is that new Mahalach? So it could be that, yes, there's a mitzvah of Tvilas Kalim. Mitzvah Baal Malik Tosos says mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, so then why is it that Haggalah or the Hakshara process, Kashering, has to come beforehand? So apparently it could be that the Rishonim held that what? Hakshara has to come beforehand, because the only way Tvila can work is not if it goes on a vessel. It's not that a Tvila needs to be done on a vessel that was owned by a Goy. Tvila needs to be done on a vessel that was owned by a Goy that now in the Jewish home is not only purchased by a Jew, but is roi lisod by a Jew. Is roi is fit to be used at a suda of a Jew. And if it doesn't come into the framework of being royal Isuda, so then that's an inner stira and a contradiction to the Tevila process. Not necessarily because the Tevila process is a function of a matir of an Isser. No, that was the Mahalach that we explained just to defend Rashi, and perhaps the first Mahalach that we explained in the Rishonim. Now we're suggesting even in the world of mitzvah, even in the world of Rav Shlomo Zalman, even though the world of Akafta de Gavra, a person has a chiv to put on tefillin, a person has a chiv to be matbil kalim, a mitzvah ba'alma on the Gavra. Yet what? Why should Agola, why should Liban have to come prior? Because the nature of the mitzvah, the agdor of the mitzvah is what? A mitzvah on a kli that now at the culmination of the tefillah, it's now roi lesuda. It's now roi, it's fit
to be eaten. What are the potential nafgaminas now? So now, what did we just do? We now just explained, according to all Rishonim, how Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, with his psak of Tfilas Kehil and the Isser Shtamshes, not being a function of an Isser, but rather just being a function of the mitzvah, could exist and could argue that some Rishonim and we paskin that Alocha, the Agola and the Liban has to come first. How do you have that? How do you have your cake and eat it too? That makes no sense. The answer, it does make sense. There's a mitzvah over here. There's a mitzvah of Tfilas Kehil, but what? It has to be a kli that's Roy Lesuda that's now fit to be used. So now, we're going to get back to your nafkamina. Comes along the Dogma of Vava, and the Dogma of Vava raises the following shaila. What happens, la'alacha, if a vessel that had a bliasura, this is probably the most common case, but I didn't buy it from the guy from the garage sale that he used 20 minutes before he started the garage sale, but rather what? I buy it from the guy, it's Eino Ben Yomo. So Eino Ben Yomo technically doesn't create treif. Nosin Tam Lev Gam, also this week's parasha, Nosin Tam Lev Gam. It's a treif of Blia. So now, is that going to be now a situation where now you could be relaxed? You're passing by the mikvah? Okay, you didn't do Akshara yet? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Paskin Zedogam Ravava, don't worry about it. That's only Eino Ben Yomo. Just like if you cook noodles up in that treifa pot when it's Eino Ben Yomo, technically it's mutter because of Nosin Tam Lev Gam. So to over here, don't worry about it. If you did the tefillah out of order and you did the tefillah prior to doing the Haggalah on this pot, it's okay. So why should that be? So I think it's like this. If you suggest, like the first Mahalich, that what? That there's technically an Isser over here. So is there an Isser over here? The halacha is, no, the same way that it can't treif up my food that I'm going to cook b'di'evid, if I call the Rav, and I say it's kosher, why? Because there is no bliasura. After 24 hours, there is no, it's no Saint Tam Lefgam. So then what? In the world of Matir, in the world of Cheftzadi Isura, over here, there is no problem over here, technically. So therefore, I wouldn't hold that it's a problem. So the Dogma Ravava potentially is taking the approach that what? Tfila is coming la'achar a Matir. And if there was an Isser there, so then that's a problem for this end Matir of Tefillah to exist, because you didn't take care of the first Matir. But if there is no first Isser really existing, if there is no Tam, if there is no Bli Asura inside the Kli anymore, that really has to be taken care of, so therefore the Dogma Ravava would say, even the Rashba will agree that you can go out of order. Why does the Darkei Teshuva have certain Achronim that say against the Dogma Ravava? Why is it that certain achronim argue that no, even after 24 hours, it's still going to be a problem? I think according to the way we just suggested, it's gewaldic, like Rav Sternbach. Because if you hold that what the mitzvah of Tfilas Kehilim is a mitzvah, it's bechlal not a matir, and I'm not judging it about what's existing in the kli, is there a bli asura, is there not a bli asura, but rather it's all a function of the mitzvah. If it's a function of the mitzvah, we ask, so then why should it matter the order? Who cares? Like the logic of Taisus and Mitzvah Alma, just like you put on tefillin beforehand, so you should put the tefillah beforehand. So we argue that yet over here, but it's a mitzvah to create a tefillah on a kli that's going to be Roy Lesuda. Is this technically Roy Lesuda? Not necessarily. You really shouldn't use it. La Halacha, the Gemara. A few lines later, the Gemara says, we're geyser, Eino Ben Yomo, Atu Ben Yomo. So one could argue that say that, yeah, it's a tefillah, and there might not be a bliya asura, a chefze shel iser, inside this vessel, but technically is the tefillah appropriate? Is the tefillah on a vessel that mamish is roy lisodbo? Not necessarily. Not necessarily, because of the gzeirim d'rabbanon, that what? Eino ben yomo, atu ben yomo. So perhaps one could suggest, according to the second mahalach, a logic on why an Eino Ben Yomo would still be a problem, even though technically, like Dogma Ravava's logic is right, there is no Cheftza di Yisura existing inside the vessel. Yeah.
That's a Psulda Rabbanon.
In a Chanami.
So you're going to say the Tefillah is Psulda Rabbanon, so he shouldn't make a bracha.
It's not. The Tefillah is not Roy Lissurbo. Chazal have the ability to restrict. I can have an Esrog that's Psulda also, that Chazal say you're Psulda. Say also the tefillah. Chazal limited me. Roy means Roy.
It's
we have this constantly. We have this all over Shas.
That's what you're saying.
So you could that's a minchas chinuch dikashayla. That's a Taisus Dav Gimel and Aleph and Sukkah dikashayla. A psul derabbanan where they ma'akev and they orker. I don't want to go there right now. Yesh v'yesh steers all over Shas. What's the nature of that halacha? It's a good aura. You would have to handle over here, but.
I b'chlal don't even understand the whole yisod. I don't understand the limitation. How could anyone argue with it? L'chayra, even on a level of derabanan, you could understand it if the nature is roi lisobo, that on a level of derais, so that was what the halacha was, and therefore even on a level of derabanan, this is what the halacha is practically going to be.
One other argument is that there are a lot of rishonim that hold that nostan l'fgam, while it's still in the kli, it's still as derais. It's only nostan l'fgam when it goes out of the kli. So that would mean that while it's in the kli,
a blia in the vessel, in the kli.
When it starts being benyomo, it's only nostan l'fgam when it's niflat min hakli. Now this is the machlokas about if you say bas b'chol chanan be'blius. Okay, so if you say it's osu d'oraisa while it's still in the kli,
right.
So then it is mistaber. Why you would argue on this dogum or vava?
Right. I mean, it's very difficult how to. They have to deal with this whole gemara about kli midyon.
I know. I'm saying, but my recollection is that on the Ramban all of
that. Right. Okay. Interesting. That's fascinating. Yeah.
Would it be just to clarify? Nafkamina to zogum of another rishonim would be a nafkamina flechatchil. If the evidence tefila work midor abanon lechatchil, if you can do it, would that come out the nafkamina? Meaning midor abanon, is there an issur lechatchil to be matil?
Isn't that kind of what he was asking?
He's asking the other side.
I'm just
I was saying that the tefila shouldn't be
right. So it's two sides of the same coin.
That would be the machlokas if nafkamina lechatchil.
It depends on how you view this, whether or not they were okay. The pashas is that this would be all derab on it, right?
Yeah, but nafkamina if you can do a lechatchil.
Right.
Okay, fine.
Don't we say that the klei minyan were eino ben yomo?
That's the end of this gemara. Right, exactly.
But in the psukim, they dafka were maver be'ech before they were tovo.
No, but the Gemara in Pesachim makes the Kinta. No, we're talking about Sukkim that are Ben Yomo.
Right.
According to the Chum,
that's this Gemara, right here. Elohu Bas Yomo. The Gemara asked for this. The Mamash three lines later in the Gemara. Another Nafkamina, Lechora, would exist, what you mentioned also before, is what if a person, right, classic, a person wants to just use it for Tzayin. A person doesn't want to use the vessel for an Isser, for heating. I'm not messing with the blias. I'm not getting involved with anything that was absorbed into the vessel. So I want to know, Rabbi, can I be told of the vessel? Can the tefillah work? So if you hold that it's roy, it has to be a tefillah roy lisod bo. So one could argue over here, taka is a tefillah roy lisod bo. I now found out a way, and I'm a halach, that this is roy lisod bo. But if you hold that no, there's something that's impending on the vessel over here, that now is carrying with it an Isser. So one could argue that it doesn't matter what your decision, how you're going to use the vessel. Lamaisa, the tefillah, is problematic because there's a sheretz over here. Because there's a chefza de yisur over here. Because there's something that now is going to be ma'akev, the tefillah, that's going to be problematic. What I'm suggesting is that that machlokas aposkim that exists when it comes to tzonin, l'chora would be a nafkamina between the two mahalchim that we're suggesting within the Rishonim of whether or not, why is it that the other Rishonim hold that Hagala or the Hakshara process has to be prior to the tefillah. Just to close, Tiberius Eris, just on this parsha, the Gemara tells us that when it came to Melchemes Midyan, which everything we're talking about is the aftermath of Melchemes Midyan, so the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Samach Dala tells us that Am Yisrael did something fascinating at the culmination of this war. They approached Moshe Rabbeinu and they came to him with a korban. And Moshe Rabbeinu got very upset, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us. He says, why are you bringing a korban? Were you already nichshol? Were you nichshol again? Did something happen that now you need a kapara? So they said, no, we were Baruch Hashem, we were fine. So the Moshe Rabbeinu answers, if that's the case, so why are you bringing a korban? So came Am Yisrael and they said, a brand new chiddush. We're bringing a korban on Hirhurei Aveira. We had Hirhurim, and therefore we need to bring a korban. That's the end of the Gemara. Comes along the Chiddush Arim in this week's parsha. And the Chiddush Arim says, it's a beautiful parsha. It's a beautiful conversation. But my high, specifically now, Parshas Matos, Milchemes Midyan, Am Yisrael create this new minig, that now when it comes to Hirhurei Aveira, they need to now bring a kapara. They need to now bring something to the mechaper and to atone for them. I'm sure you've had Hirhurei Aveira married many times in Mitzrayim beforehand. I'm sure that this is not the first time you're having a Ravira. Why specifically Frekta Chedush Arim, Parshas Matos, Milchemes Midyan, suddenly Hirhurei Aveira, Moshe Rabbeinu, we need to bring a new korban that Moshe Rabbeinu was shocked, he couldn't even believe what it's for. The emes is, the whole Milchemes Midyan
is ta'an beer. The Reb Chaim already asks, the pasuk in last week's parsha, Parshas Pinchas, Rabbi Yishlom was already mitzava us tzroris ha-midyon. So that was when the Rabbi Yishlom was mitzava us for us to take revenge against the Midyan. Then we have this whole break, Rosh Chodesh, Moyadim, all these halachas, Yoshua, all, and then Parshas Matos starts off, Nedarim, Rosh Matos, Hataras Nedarim, Afaras Nedarim, back, Nekoim Nikmas Midyan. You have to do Nekom. Well, keep your things in order. Why are you being Mitzavos and then being break and then being Mitzavos again? Well, what's going on in here? We should go to battle, so then we'll have a Parsha about the battle with Midyan. Don't break it up. Parshas Pinchas, break, and then Parshas Matos. What's going on here, Bechlal, in the Psukim, the setup of Parshas Matos? And finally, the last Kasha that I want to discuss is really the end of the Ramban that we started off with. The Ramban has a Bam Kasha. That's a Kasha that the Ramban deals with, but it's a Kasha Mamish La'alocha that we can really give a whole shir on this alone. We don't have time to discuss it. But the Ramban says, my high, that suddenly now, they're kasher and kalim. They're doing tefillas kalim. Why is the mitzvah starting right now? Hello, you had melchemes sichon va'og. You had all melchemes with other different nations beforehand. That was very shayach. And the Ramban gives his answer, and Rav Tzipi Zafrank has a tshuva to give his answer, and the Klei Chavim gives their answer. Everyone gives different answers, la halacha, why it was that this melchama was different, whether it's Eretz Yisrael versus not Eretz Yisrael. All these different variations and different halachos and different technicalities that try to get out of this kasha of why the other melchamas, they didn't technically need all these halachas, the tefillas kalim beforehand. I'd like to suggest the following mahalach to explain and answer all these questions and fundamentally the Chiddush HaRim's question. We're learning over here that a kli and a vessel that's in existence in a goyish home, in an atmosphere that's not for a yid, that's not for a Jew, needs an absolute transformation. Needs an absolute tara process, a cleansing process, that ad kedekach we're suggesting in the whole shir, that it's even a matir of that situation, of that existing predicament and iser that's now riding on this item. Klal Yisrael saw this tzivoy. Klal Yisrael saw that this happened. And Klal Yisrael said, well, if a vessel, if a kli needs this hakshara process, if a vessel, a kli that we're eating from, is so affected by the effects of a Goyisha household and by Mohammed's Midyan, al achas kama v'kama. We're walking vessels. We walked into Midyan. We fell in Midyan. We fell with the issues with Cosby, and look how we fell. So we need to now start being mechaper. We need to start treating ourselves like Kalim. We're no worse than Kalim. And if a vessel for the atmosphere that it was in could be so affected, could be so entrenched, that you have such a complicated procedure, that you have to deal with Eino Ben Yomos, you have to deal with the order, you have to deal with all these things, you have to be Matir the Yisr, just from an atmosphere, just from a store. Alachas kama v'kama derhura averis. Rabbi said the answer to the Or HaChaim's kasha of why the Rabbeinu Shalom had to present Milchemes Midyan in two separate parshias is because there's two separate elements to this Milchama. There's one that has to do with technically you have to take a nekama. You have to now stand up for Am Yisrael. You have to now take revenge and nekama. But you also have to also spiritually fight for yourself. Tzroras HaMidyonim. You have to know what they did to you and your level of Yiddishkeit. They brought you down. What they did to you on a level of Hirhurin. Not only on a physical level, but on a level of Ruchnius. That's why the Muhammad's needed as well. That's why Rashi keeps on speaking about the fact that the people that were involved in this Mochama were the Gedolim, the people that were Meiser Nefesh, the Tzadikim. Those are the people that now could fight this double battle. This battle that's not only a physical response, not only a retaliation physically, but rather a spiritual response. A Tzroras HaMidyanim. A separate, unique Parsha that's not even tandem, not even connected to the other Parsha. And that's the answer to the Ramban Allah Torah. Why is it specifically this Parsha, specifically Parshas Matos? This is the Chiddush of Parshas Matos. This is the Chiddush of Milchemes Midyan, of how a Yid, from his atmosphere, from his surroundings, from his community, from who he hangs out with, from who he connects to, from who he mimics, from who he's with, can totally be have a blemish in his vessel, in his kli, in his being, and it can totally impinge on him, and it can totally transform him. And therefore, Am Yisrael saw by the tzivuyim and the mitzvahs in this week's parsha that so too we have to rectify that and now bring these karbonos and be metahar ourselves and our walking kalim that from the effects of this mocham. Mirtz Hashem, we should follow the messages of the gedolim and the Bali Musar that in this week's parsha and these parshios in the Bein HaMetzarim, we should fix our approaches towards one another, our approach towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be mechazik in our Yir Shemayim and Amirtz Hashem, be metar ourselves and cleanse ourselves. And Amirtz Hashem, we shouldn't even need to sit on the floor of this Tisha B'Av. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring Mashiach and the Binyan Beis HaMikdash Bekara.
Shkoyach.